Preface. Don't ever get jaded. It's June 2012, and I'm astonished that in my 60s, I can feel like I'm six. I'm at Center Ice, 14 rows up at Staples Center in Los Angeles, and Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final is about to start. To my left is my wife, Linda. To my right are my son, Steven, and my 8-year-old grandson, Aiden. The Los Angeles Kings are facing the New Jersey Devils, with the Kings leading the series 3-2. Each of us has that same pit in our stomach, that pit only sports can give you. There are actually 9 members of the Michaels family in the arena. My brother David is here with his son Jake, my nephew a few sections over, and my daughter Jennifer, her husband Jeff, and their son, my grandson Nate, are here too. 3 generations of the family, all in one place for a hockey game. More than 50 years ago, I grew up going to Rangers games with my father at the old Madison Square Garden on 8th Avenue in New York. But in 1967, after my family moved to Los Angeles, I was at the first Kings game. It was played at the Long Beach Arena, and I've been a Kings fan ever since. I've covered a couple of thousand sports events all over the world. I've called Super Bowls and World Series and NBA Finals, the Summer Olympics, the Winter Olympics, and have hosted the Stanley Cup Final. A number of years ago, a colleague at ABC figured out that I've appeared on live primetime network television far more than anyone in history. But from day one, I've always tried to follow the advice the legendary sportscaster Kurt Gowdy once gave me. Don't ever get jaded. The Kings have helped take care of that. Our family has had season tickets since the early 90s. I have no interest in sitting in a suite with 20 people. I just want to concentrate on the game. When I'm on the air, I'm deep into the production and the mechanics of the telecast, dispensing information, communicating with my producer and director and my on-air partners, and segueing to tape pieces or commercials. Here, I just want to absorb the game. A lot of people know me for an Olympic hockey call, and I hosted 3 Stanley Cup finals in the early 2000s, but I've actually only announced a handful of NHL games. Still, hockey has a hold on me like no other sport. A friend once told me, it's the only game where misery and euphoria dance the tango. No other sport can put you through the ringer and the range of emotions like hockey does, and the Kings are my vehicle into that. I have nothing to do with them professionally. When I go to a Kings game, I don't bring a media credential. I bring a ticket. I don't have to prepare notes or try to gather nuggets of information in the locker room beforehand. I go straight to my seat. When I'm on the air, I work to be impartial. With the Kings, I can just be another fan who lives and dies with the team. We've kept it in the family, in the same way my dad passed down his love of sports, taking my brother and me to Ebbets Field and Madison Square Garden. And then, when we moved west to the Los Angeles Coliseum, the Los Angeles Sports Arena, and ultimately Dodger Stadium when it opened in 1962. We took our kids to Kings games, and now our kids take their kids. But still, countless times through the years, we would leave the arena after another Kings loss and say to each other, why can't we be the Red Wings? Yes, Wayne Gretzky led us to the Stanley Cup Final in 1993, and then the Kings won only one playoff series over the next 19 years. 5 or 6 years ago, I joked with my son, Steve, I don't think we're going to renew the tickets. We'll just renew the parking. But in this playoff run, in the spring of 2012, the Kings have morphed into something else entirely. Suddenly, we've become the Red Wings. For the 7 weeks since the playoffs began, the Kings have played game after game that they haven't just won, but dominated. Now here we are in the Stanley Cup Final. It's the Kings and the Devils. In a perfect world, for my own personal symmetry, I wish it were the Rangers. As the series started, our goalie, Jonathan Quick, who'd been red hot throughout the playoffs, a hot goalie is the biggest key to any NHL postseason run, stayed dominant. And in every series, the Kings have gone up 3-0. Now they're 1 game away from hoisting the Stanley Cup. Something like this really captivates any city. Almost everyone becomes a hockey fan. People who didn't watch are now fully invested. For Game 4, the Stanley Cup itself was in the building. But the Kings lost 3-1. and before I even got into my car, I was racked with nervousness. We can't blow a 3-0 lead, can we?